Scientists writing in the journal Nature found that during the 1990s, many countries saw an increase in the number of households and a drop in average household size. The study concludes that the changes put more pressure on the environment and may be part of the increase in energy usage. Census numbers show that Wisconsin added more than 250,000 new households during the 90s, a 14% increase that still only ranked Wisconsin 28th in percentage growth. Wisconsin's average household size shrunk from 2.6 to 2.5. Paul Voss is a demographer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. He says Wisconsin is part of the trend of more adults living alone and longer, including after a spouse dies. Younger couples that stay together are having no children or smaller families, and Voss says there's the divorce factor.
The divorce rate has actually declined over the last couple of decades, but nevertheless it's high compared to other Western countries. And with every divorce, basically you spin off a new household, and both of the households become smaller.
Voss also says many immigrants came in as adults, including some without families. Voss sees nothing on the horizon to dramatically reverse the decline in household size. But he says the economy may have some effect on possible increases.
Whether times are good for people to be marrying and starting households and having children, I think there is an economic factor that comes into play on this.
Voss agrees that adding new households can lead to soil erosion and habitat loss and reduce the timber supply. Washington, St. Croix, and Adams counties led the state in percentage growth in the number of households. Milwaukee County had the smallest percentage hike. In average household size, Iron County is the smallest, Menominee County, the largest. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.